Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
And this is just one of those so crazy that it actually happened in real life because it sounds like the setup to a joke. But there was a
priest rabbi on a plane.
Priest rabbi. They all walked
and
into a bar.
A shaman walked into a bar?
Yeah. No, a fire broke out at T.W. Garner Food Company in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, early yesterday morning. T.W. Garner Food Company makes...
Don't say popcorn.
Texas Pete hot sauce.
Oh. So a fire at the hot sauce factory.
Yeah.
Oops.
Which now you've got...
Hotter sauce.
Even hotter sauce. Two alarm sauce, right? Like the hottest hot sauce. So hot, it caused a fire.
I hope everybody's okay and the business is still operating.
Yeah.
But you've got a heck of a PR campaign ahead of you.
It's under control. No injuries reported. So it's all good news. It's unclear if the hot sauce has been affected, but it doesn't look like the hot sauce is the actual cause. It's not like it's so hot that it sparked a fire. But they could say that.
But consider the fact that they were probably making it at the time. That thing was probably brought to a boil and maybe new flavors came out.
Oh.
Like this could be the next step of this hot sauce company.
Yeah. Like, you know, you put wine in a barrel and you age it.
Yeah.
Light hot sauce on fire and see what happens.
That's a good business principle.
Could be.
It's a good way to do it.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
You know how sometimes we can just say things and then our, you know, electronic devices are listening to us?
Yes.
And they take those recommendations and those suggestions of the things that we say and all of a sudden, oh, that's what's in my... Phony.
Yes. Customized content.
Yeah.
Based on eavesdropping. Right?
I think because of my job, I have been targeted. I don't know how else this would have happened, but the number of Facebook reels, Instagram reels, because I'm not a TikToker, but I do watch the little videos.
Sure.
Quite a bit. I have gotten so many of people doing that kind of walk dance like Kendrick Lamar did in the Super Bowl halftime show.
Is that trending right now? As a go make a video of this?
It must be. I have every other thing I watched last night, one of those popped up. It's like us walking to go annoy our boss. They not like us. They not like us. Me going to tell my mom on my little brother. They not like us. And let me just say, white people, please stop doing it because you are not good at it. That is my takeaway from all of the many videos that I have seen.
I was going to suggest that we do one, but no.
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 I won't participate. I refuse. And I would like to tell my phone, no more. Please, no more Kendrick Lamar spoof videos. I don't want to see it.
Talking directly into your phone is the right way to do that.
I think that's the only way I can handle this at this point.
So, like, I'm going to the kitchen. Don't do it.
I fear that you playing it is telling it that I want
more. I will stop.
I'm specifically saying no more of that.
I'm done.
No, thank you.
I'm done. Hands are off the buttons.
Do you think it'll take a no for an answer? I know it takes
no. No, it's a phone. It will do what it wants.
Oh, please listen
to me. It's AI. It's a computer.
Please listen.
It's in charge. Went to a lovely Mardi Gras themed fundraiser dinner last night at Indian Creek Nature Center.
Ooh.
Here's the menu, by the way. Crawfish gumbo shooter.
Shooter?
Yeah, came like in a little cup. Yeah. Creole sea scallops with smoked oyster remoulade and cane syrup bacon.
What is cane syrup bacon?
It's candied bacon, and it was good.
Oh, my.
Beef short ribs and king cake, the traditional where there's a little baby inside.
I love king cake.
There's a ton left in the... they're set up in the kitchen.
Fantastic.
And I bring this all up for the best compliment you've ever received. So I'm having a conversation with a friend of a friend, and he's tan, and I'm tan, so we get into the, hey, have you been vacationing?
Hello, handsome gentleman.
It's like looking in a mirror.
It's compliment time.
I mean, you put the
gentlemen.
Two of us together, besides the fact that I'm fatter and shorter and have a beard, we look exactly the same.
The same.
I said, yeah, we've been to Florida recently. Their daughters, or one daughter, I think, was in a dance competition in Orlando.
Oh, fun.
And then I started talking about going to Mexico and got to jet ski and saw all these cool places. And then he said, Funny you say that. When were you just there? And I'm like, were you just there too? He's like, yeah. No. There's a guy on the radio who was talking about going to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked that guy square in the eye. I'm like, that's me.
It's me.
He's like, no, it's not. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Dancing Eric Hansen. He's like, no, this guy on Monday was talking. He just got, I'm like, seriously.
It's me.
That is me. And you want to know why he did not believe it was me?
Why?
Because he thinks you and I are in our 20s. Best compliment you've ever received, man. He's like, I thought you were like in your 20s. And I'm like, no. And I rattle off my age. He's like, I'm that exact same age. How about Claire? And I'm like, well, there's a little gap there. He's like, nope. I thought you guys were in your 20s.
Well,
I am going to pocket that and live on that for a year.
The best compliment.
The best compliment you've ever received.
Thank you, sir.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Numerous local elections held across the area yesterday. Iowa City, Oliver Wineland won the open seat for Iowa City City Council for District C. He won 60% of the vote against Ross Nusser. In Robbins, about 60% of the voters said, yeah, go ahead and raise the city's property tax levy back to an old rate from a couple years ago. Swisher said yes to a local option sales tax. And voters in Lisbon Community School District agreed for their PEPL rate. So those are results from many of the localized elections in our area yesterday. Wednesday is always a lot of fun. We get to do our Elevate Award. We are up to week number 5. This is a joint operation between Mount Mercy University and Z102.9, where we find out about a local high school student that is doing great things. Her name this week is Harper Hewitt from Kennedy High School in Cedar Rapids.
Cool.
Harper's counselor describes her as a, quote, model mentor, strong leader based on her contributions both in and out of school. She's constantly challenging, encouraging, and elevating herself and others. She takes classes not only at Kennedy, but also some Kirkwood courses. Outside of school, and perhaps much of her leadership and teamwork skills have developed here, she's been on the Chick-fil-A team for 3 years.
Oh, wow.
And serves as a mentor and has worked her way up within the store as well.
Good
so
for her.
That has taught her a lot of soft skills.
I've probably met her.
It was probably her pleasure. Harper's belief is to be appreciative of every single experience she has. She desires to work in the healthcare industry. Harper, congratulations. You've been awarded a $500 Elevate scholarship upon enrolling in Mount Mercy. Visit KZIA.com. Click on Mount Mercy Elevate if you'd like to learn more about that opportunity.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Millie Bobby Brown has basically had it with people commenting about her appearance. She hit back on social media talking to people about how her appearance has been dragged as of late. She's dyed her hair and is showing up as blonde, which is a different look. A lot of people are saying that that is aging her and she just doesn't look quite right. And she's not okay with these kinds of headlines. And in fact, she calls out a lot of journalists by name. It's just
good for her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Those journalists clearly are going for clicks. That's the business these days.
Of course.
But is it because we grew up with her
yes.
as one specific hairless character?
Or I think that's her feeling on it. She's like, you saw me. I've been in the public eye since age 10 in Stranger Things. And then I grew up in front of the world. And for some reason, people can't seem to grow with me. Instead, they act like I'm supposed to stay frozen in time, that I should look exactly the way I looked on Stranger Things season 1.
Do you think it's also different because it's a very adult themed show?
Yes.
Versus if she was a Disney kid or even a network TV kid kind of growing up through the storyline, but she had such an unusual character
that been in an adult place for
yeah,
so long.
I think that's part of it too.
Yeah. I don't know why she's become this target as of late, but frankly, she's had enough because she's like, these are being called like journalistic articles, but they're not. It's just online bullying. And
it's tabloid stuff, too.
Yes. Powerful stuff. Good for you, Millie, too, for calling it what it is.
Yes.
You could have just like let it all slide and, you know,
sure. It needs to stop.
It'll all blow over, but yeah, not cool. Ben Affleck has been going through his breakup with Jennifer Lopez, obviously, and he's been leaning on his ex, Jennifer Garner, throughout the whole thing. And according to some sources, he wants to do more than just lean on her.
It depends on the angle, I guess.
So-called source says he'd love another chance with Jennifer Garner. At the same time, he realizes that it's not realistic, that that's not where they are in their lives right now. He's fresh off his divorce from Jennifer Lopez. Jennifer Garner is in a long-term relationship with a guy named John Miller. They've talked about getting married, and Ben supposedly respects that, doesn't want to come between them. And Jen, frankly, is not feeling it. She's with John now. She did the whole Ben thing. She tried her best with him, and...
Like, you can offer some comfort, but also, yes, buddy, you got to move on.
You're the father of my children, but I am
it kinda stops
not
there
interested
now.
In being romantically attached to you.
Jennifer Aniston?
You're just looking up Jennifers for him to move on to?
Jennifer Hudson?
Because I think that you might have a Jennifer thing.
Jennifer Coolidge?
Hey! Ben, please call Jennifer Coolidge because...
Oh, wow. Oh, Ben, you're amazing. I can't believe that. Wow.
There's something there. Could be.
Could be.
Check it out, man.
Look at all those Jennifers available. I don't know if they're available.
Jennifer
Lawrence? My goodness. Ben.
Not available. Okay, I don't know if you knew, but Fyre Festival 2, it's a go. Tickets started to be on sale last week for the range of $1,400 to $25,000.
You know what? If you fall for this again, you're not getting an ounce of sympathy.
No. Please. Nobody buy tickets to this. Although Billy McFarland, the guy who brought us Fyre Festival 1, don't worry, he's back on board for Fyre Festival 2. And he says that he has got everything worked on, that he's got other people in charge of getting hotel accommodations and in charge of doing all of this, you know, different
facets. The stuff he promised before?
Of the festival, exactly. However, here comes Edgar Garska. He is the Tourism Directorate of Isla Mujeres, where they say that Fyre Festival 2 is taking place.
This is a different location than last time?
This is Mexico.
Okay. You probably aren't, because the last one was the Caribbean, right?
Yes, it was.
Boy, you're just kind of angering countries one at a time.
Just go through the list.
So what does this guy say?
Edgar, who is with the tourism, says that he has had no contact with any person or company with the festival. And for us, this is an event that does not exist. This festival is not going to happen. There are red flags all over the place. If you go to their website and take the coordinates they provide and put them in Google Maps, it takes you to the ocean. Somewhere between Cancun and Isla de Mortes. He said that I just don't think that this thing is real. I think that I'm surprised they would announce it and see if it got any traction.
Oh, I'm not surprised they try it again because people are going to click.
And then get permits halfway down the road. But that is a naive way to approach something like a major festival. I'm with Edgar. Don't buy tickets.
Don't.
To this thing. Do not. That's what we like to call
Z's sleaze.
I appreciate this couple letting us know that they're having a bit of a parenting issue. And you can do that too, by the way. scramble@kzia.com. If you ever have an issue you want us to discuss on Momtroversy, because unfortunately, kids don't come with guidebooks and step-by-step instructions on how to deal with every issue.
Unless you have a robot child, and then you're fine.
If you have a robot child, good on you.
Good on you.
Must be a lot easier to diagnose issues.
The rest of them have free will.
Yes, they
do. And
make
good decisions and bad decisions.
And it's your job as the parent to help guide them in how they make those decisions. And their issue is that their fifth grade daughter and her friends seem to be butting heads. The older they get, it's like, ugh, man, they just say nasty things to each other. And my daughter keeps coming home upset about how her interactions with her quote-unquote friends are going. What would you do? Would you get involved in a situation like this? Would you reach out to those other parents of the friend? Would you reach out to the school? How do we kind of resolve this so that these girls aren't bickering, aren't fighting all the time?
Were you telling me one of the two parents is also like, hey, they're girls, they're kids.
Yeah.
They'll figure it out on their own.
Mom's a little bit more like, you know what?
School hard knocks.
That's exactly what I went through.
It is what it is.
It's girl. Yeah. It's just it's girl world, and you have to let them figure things out. But dad's a little bit more like, I think we're to the point where we need to get
involved.
Step
in.
So how do you make that determination as a parent? It's time for me to get involved.
That's our question for Momtiversity. What are your thoughts?
Okay, so first, I always talk to my child. I have a fifth grader. So this is like fresh, like yesterday got a phone call type of fresh. So always start with talking with my child first. And then I am avid of just reaching out to the parents and just, hey, this is happening. What can we do? Let's work together. I hate involving the school if we don't have to, because that just brings way too much more drama. Yesterday, honestly, my daughter and her friend at school, my daughter was humming. Her friend asked her to stop. She said no. And her friend said, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Whoa.
And joking made contact.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
So it actually, I did get called from the school, but their story from, I mean, with the school, the lady that called me from the school, well, they're friends and they're working it out, but we just had to let you know. I'm like,
yeah, but you can't lay hands, right?
But that's a great example of just to make sure everybody's understands what happened. I totally understand calling the other parent.
And that might be we need to redirect this kid. Like, yeah. That's not how we treat our friends.
So I told my daughter, I said, well, I guess you and your friend won't be joking about punching each other in the face anymore now, will you? And she's like, yeah, I guess not.
Yeah, there's a lesson learned there for sure.
It's less of a joke if you actually do it.
Not funny when you got a little bit of a bloody nose.
Yes.
So,
physical, you got to get involved.
You got to get involved.
Yes.
Is the fear, though, if you do get involved, it becomes a she said, or like,
could
I'm accusing you of being a bad parent? Because even if you're not putting blame out there, it's taken that way.
Right.
Right.
Right. My husband and I have been in a situation where it was like, we got one side of the story. And then when you reached out to the parents, it's like, well, your daughter said,
sure.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not great. Okay. Sorry. Have a good day.
It makes for an awkward conversation.
Yes, it does.
But I think we're trying to delineate like what's the act or the time or the place. Like, does it have to be physical contact?
Mm-hmm.
Clearly the school had to get involved there, right?
But there's also things like hate speech. Like, you don't want somebody to say something racist or discriminatory. Like, that would not feel good to have that being said to your kid either.
I told you the story yesterday. I was on, like, I don't know, this was like right before I was in junior high. We had like a youth bowling league Saturday mornings. So this is not a school function.
Mm-hmm.
This was a...
not sanctioned, but you bad boy of bowling.
We were unauthorized bowlers. It was Lord of the Flies.
No, I put on my leather jacket, pop the collar, and head to the bowling alley.
My name's on the back. It says Hanson.
Was it 1950?
It was, and I had slicked hair. I had a lot of hair then, too. You know, just look at me. Let's bowl, let's rock and roll. Woo! It was YBA. It was Young Bowlers Association. I have patches. Let's not focus on
that. That's not the point.
But the point is, there was, I think the argument was Fords versus Chevys. It was stupid.
Oh, come on, guys.
And one of the guys who was friends with both of us decided to intervene. So he easily could have had a parent call another parent.
Who was not involved.
Not involved, but like almost like the voice of reason said, Jim, Eric, this is stupid. Stop it. Nobody's going to win this argument. And you guys are just digging, like you're just being bratty and silly and really immature, quite frankly. And so, like, I think he went back to his parents after a couple of weekends of that crap and finally came back one Saturday. I'm like, guys, come on. So we kind of learned conflict resolution in and of itself. Like, no parent got involved there.
Interesting.
And clearly it wasn't that big of a deal.
But that kid did get advice from the parents how to mediate.
Which was because I think that's the flip side of this coin is how do the kids learn?
Yeah.
They could take the advice from the parent, but do the kids try to work it out on their own? That's what we're trying to figure out here.
That's interesting that kid learned some mediating skills out of that conflict.
So if you want to join the conversation, if a kid is mean to your child, when do you intervene? Or if you want to talk about youth bowling, the phone lines.
If you are also a batty bowler.
If you ever had a 300 game, 200-1029.
We're not talking bowling.
Helping raise your kids the Scramble way. This week's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
It's got a bit of an issue. Some parents that are, you know, not coming to agreement between themselves. They were wondering about when do you intervene if your kid is having a tough time with another kid at school. They keep coming home. They're very upset about the interactions with one particular kid. Do you get yourself involved in a situation like that? Is it the length of time that it's been going on? Is it certain words that get said? Or do you wait till it gets physical? Or do you not intervene at all? Like, let kids sort things out for themselves.
This could be a school function. This could be at school. This could be, I don't know, social on a Saturday morning. At bowling.
Drama at the bowling alley, as per Eric.
I thought I was providing a very good example.
No, you did. That's a perfect example. I just didn't know you were the bad boy of bowling. You were like in an unsanctioned league. Like, it wasn't through the school, but it was.
It was a street bowling league. You didn't have these in Williamsburg?
You are such a baddie.
I was.
No, they at the point that I was growing up, it was like, this bowling is for adults. This is not a kid's sport.
But unless your parents bowled, and then it's like, bring them out.
Game on.
Get them while they're young. But this could also be at the park, at the pool. Could be Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, right? Wherever kids are spending a lot of time together and everybody has different personalities and a conflict just continues to fester, right?
Do you let it go, let it work itself out, or do you step in?
Well, let's go to the phone lines and see what this person has to say.
Good morning. Are you calling for Momtroversy or bowling?
Momtroversy.
Oh, fantastic. Good, good, good.
I would say you need to teach the kid how to try to resolve it. And if that doesn't work, I feel like it really depends on your kid's mental health right now at the same point in time. Because, like, if it's really messing with them, then you need to get involved. And I think it's totally fine to be like, hey, so this is what my son or daughter is telling me.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on your side? Can we work together? It takes a village.
And that's parent to parent.
And I'm glad you brought up mental health, because that wasn't even a topic during my bowling days.
But I'm sure it was having an effect on your friend who was not involved. But
yes.
This is really bothering
me. And that's what a few people have posted on the Z Facebook page is that's the first thing they're thinking about. Because even if it's not immediate, it could be something that triggers down the road, too. So I think finding resolution also helps address it, because you want to make sure mental health is considered. Why not step in if it's a simple conversation, I think, right?
Right. And I think it's also cultivating that conversation between you and your child. So if they are having mental health issues or having issues, they feel like they can talk to you and it's not going to get them in trouble. But you can also try to find a resolution without having a conflict that drags out.
Yeah, it's also brilliant point, making it comfortable for the kid to come to you. Mm-hmm. Or you to ask the kid what's wrong, too.
Yeah, start a good relationship.
Right.
Yes, exactly. Great points all the way around.
It might just need to be, hey, mom of other kid, hey, my kid, let's put him down, sit down. What's your issue? What's your issue?
Yeah,
hash it out. Get it done.
Little play date, but mental health date, right?
Yes.
We'll call it that.
Right.
Yes.
Play date for Hard Knocks.
Great idea. Hey, thanks for calling in.
Yep, have a good day.
Bye. I find that idea, and you know what? If you're going to get together, might as well just go bowling. But no, that idea of, If it's comfortable enough, because it's not a serious situation, but actually it's like having a summit. Two parents, both kids, have a conversation.
That's assuming that both parents want to be involved, though.
True.
That would also be awkward if you had one parent that was like, it's time for me to get involved, and the other one's like, no!
What are you talking about?
Hey, that not my baby!
Exactly, not my kid.
So it's a tough situation to be in as a parent. I get it.
Conversation continues for Momtroversy. If your kid is feeling like there's meanness going on,
mm-hmm.
Are you jumping in there? Are you taking a stand? You gotta let them work it out on your own. Conversation on Facebook or in studio at 200-1029. This is Momtroversy.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.